You know, obviously it's good news, bad news, pros and cons as we listen to the governor's message, but the fact that our fiscal position as a Commonwealth is in a much better state than it has been in many years is a very positive thing. But listening to the proposals for $1.5 billion in spending, $1 billion in borrowing, how does that fit our long-term obligations? So very concerned about the spend number as we look to the future and containing costs. And the idea that we're not raising any broad-based taxes is important, but you can't continue that level of spending and not expect it to have an impact. So that I know we will carefully look at and weigh as the budget process continues. Important to hear some of the initiatives on workforce and job development and growth as we look at worker training, apprenticeships, getting jobs for individuals who are looking to upgrade their skills or find a new position. That's a positive. We didn't support any added funding for community colleges, though, and they are the gateway to the workforce development training, so something that I think we have to continue to look at. Governor does have an initiative on state system of higher education as a system graduate, something I think we need to look at as we consider modifications to the system, accountability, and other things that will be certainly at the forefront.